Hello, everyone, and welcome to Special Ed Rising, No Parent Left Behind. I'm your host, Mark Ingracia, and for over 3 decades, I've been immersed in the field of special education, wearing hats as a classroom teacher, tutor, parent trainer, consultant, and advocate. It's truly an honor to have you join me on this journey. In this episode, I'll define parent training and how it can be beneficial to you, as well as offer 5 tips for parent training to help you navigate the world of exceptional needs. This podcast serves as an information hub for parents, caregivers, and academics navigating the intricate landscape of caring for children across the spectrum of disabilities. Here, I'm dedicated to fostering inclusivity and championing the advancement of individuals with disabilities across all facets of life. If you're eager to delve into topics spanning the scope of exceptional needs, educational services, health and wellness tailored for both you and your child, and more, you've landed in the right place. Your interest fuels my mission to deliver insightful discussions and valuable resources. I invite you to subscribe, like, comment, and spread the word among your friends and peers. That's the only way this podcast can grow. Additionally, for further guidance on your journey, I invite you to explore the resource page of my website, specialedrising.com. And that's not all. Now you can catch bite-sized clips from my interviews on my YouTube channel, Special Ed Rising. The catalog is continuously expanding, so stay tuned for fresh clips in the days and weeks ahead. Now let's get comfortable with the unexpected on our way to another win. E.M. Foster said, "We must be willing to let go of the life we have planned so as to have the life that is waiting for us." This insightful quote captures the essence of our common struggle as human beings, the challenge of reconciling our expectations with the one uncontrollable truth, reality, which ultimately has the final say. Foster encourages us to acknowledge disappointment while also embracing the opportunity to adapt and discover happiness in unforeseen circumstances. If we're more able to go with the flow of life and continue swinging at its curveballs, we are more likely to connect and rally to find success. It is the rejection of this premise that stops us from growing and living in the world we have as opposed to the world we expected. Embracing its challenges and rising above those expectations to find other paths, welcome or not, in order to understand them and manage within them, is our way through. This idea that Foster proffers, I believe, can be applied to each of our lives, as our plans for our futures are often altered for any number of reasons. I suspect we all have had one or more pictures in our minds growing up of how we hoped our lives would turn out. My bet is it's the rare person who finds that their reality today actually reflects those pictures perfectly. As parents, pregnancy begins with hopes and possibilities as well as fears and plenty of unknowns. For new moms and dads, imagining the life of their new child is presumably painted with bright colors of positivity, excitement, and anticipation, replete with the thoughts of how they'll raise them. Entering pregnancy, I imagine, since I've never had a child of my own, that most couples aren't planning for the event that their child may be born with a disability. And so their thoughts are based on the foundational thinking that their child will be physically, mentally, and emotionally prepared to accomplish the imagined lives planned for them. I think these are natural ideas to have. We live in a diverse world with people from all walks of life, shaped by their environment, both physical and interpersonal. We come with our own personal belief systems, experiences, preconceived ideas, and expectations coloring how we as a parent will approach the job of parenting. Anyone with the ability to procreate can have a child, and the range of their preparedness as parents, in general, can be an ocean's width apart. There will be those who read tons of books, maybe take some classes, ask for advice, and do their homework to give them a jump start and at least the possibility of having one foot more firmly planted. The other end will be those who don't have the means or the intuitiveness to be that prepared. And then there's everything and every combination of both in between. I wonder how many parents would agree with the premise that no matter how prepared or unprepared they are, the actual living out of the reality of raising your first child especially is somewhat of a shock to the system, demanding the need to be flexible in the moment and asking you to let go of preconceptions. Raising a child is fraught with challenges, as well as moments of joy and celebration, and then every possibility under the sun for what might be. How willing and ready are we to let go of the life we have planned so as to have the life that's waiting for us? When things don't fit the picture, can we accept? Can we adjust? When something is brand new, we're having to acquire the tools we need to fit into our new tool belt that lacks the agility and give as it's stiff from lack of wear. So we struggle more at first to square our tools into their holders. But in time, the loops on our belt soften and stretch, storing the tools more comfortably as our skills advance. The key is to always be discovering and refining our tools. When we start something, we often don't know what the best tools are. Maybe we fall in love with one tool and it gets overused to the point that it's not effective anymore. Maybe we ignore tools that can get us there with less of a hassle. Parenting in and of itself requires an array of tools. As a parent of a child with a disability, raising that child wants for an even wider array. Parent training for children with special needs, which moving forward I will refer to as exceptional needs, is a type of training that provides parents with the knowledge, skills, and support needed to effectively care for and advocate for their child. Parent training can help you by giving you a lifeline, plus the skills to do your job to the best of your ability, giving your child the greatest chance at fulfilling their potential. Exceptional needs parenting aims to empower parents with the tools and resources they need to support their child's development and well-being, while also taking care of themselves. Exceptional needs parent training typically includes education and information, where parents learn about their child's specific condition, including its symptoms, prognosis, and potential challenges. This education helps parents understand what to expect and how to support their child's development. Behavior management strategies, where parents are taught strategies to address and manage challenging behaviors their child may exhibit. This includes positive reinforcement, setting boundaries, and using appropriate discipline techniques. Communication skills, where training often includes teaching parents how to effectively communicate with their child, especially if the child has language or communication barriers. This might involve using alternative communication methods, such as augmentative and alternative communication devices, or AACs, sign language, or visual aids. Therapy and interventions, where parents learn about different therapy options and interventions that can help their child, such as speech therapy, occupational therapy, and physical therapy. They may also receive guidance on how to reinforce these therapies at home. Navigating the healthcare and educational systems, where parents are trained on how to navigate healthcare, educational, and legal systems to ensure their child receives the necessary support and services. This includes understanding individualized education plans or IEPs, working with healthcare providers, and accessing government resources. Emotional support, where parents often receive emotional support and counseling to help them cope with the stresses of raising a child with exceptional needs. Support groups and peer networks can provide a sense of community and shared experiences. And advocacy training. Parents are equipped with the skills and knowledge to advocate for their child's rights and needs within various systems, such as schools and healthcare providers. Here are 5 tips for parent training to help you negotiate life as an exceptional needs parent. 1. Educate yourself. Understand your child's exceptional needs diagnosis and available resources. Join support groups or online forums to connect with other parents who may be experiencing similar situations. Seek advice from professionals such as doctors, therapists, and educators who specialize in your child's condition. Know your rights and the rights of your child. Don't be afraid to ask questions and challenge the decision makers when something doesn't feel right or the facts support you. You need to be armed with the knowledge that enables you to fight for what your child deserves and is entitled to by law. And laws can be interpreted and or constructed differently in different states, so know how your state practices IDEA and the 504 plan. 2. Develop a structured routine. Children with special needs often benefit from consistency and structure. Establish a daily routine that includes regular times for meals, sleep, activities, and therapy sessions. This helps your child feel secure and can reduce anxiety. Learn communication techniques. Depending on your child's needs, communication might be a challenge. Learn effective ways to communicate with your child, whether through speech, sign language, picture cards, or other assistive technologies. Effective communication can help your child express their needs and emotions more clearly. 4. Practice mindful parenting. You, as the parent, can make a conscious decision to allow your children to lead by recognizing their capabilities and limitations and by not forcing your will upon them. When we try to fulfill our unfed ego through our children, we tend to fail them by being unable to connect with them. Children do not belong to us. They're not here to meet our needs. They're not here to fulfill our wants, hopes, and desires. Children must be allowed to lead to the degree that they are physically, emotionally, and mentally able. There are thoughts, hopes, and desires, no matter the depth of involvement from a disability. From wanting a stroke of the hair to feel loved and relaxed, to wearing a favorite Disney princess dress, to watching the same 10-second snippet of Shaun the Sheep 100 times. 5. Self-care. Parenting a child with exceptional needs can be demanding. Practice patience and understand that progress might be slow. You need to set yourself up for the long game. Cutting corners on your health and well-being does no one any good. It's important to take care of yourself both physically, mentally, and emotionally. Use meditation, yoga, hitting a heavy bag, so you can be the best parent possible for your child. Don't hesitate to seek support when you need it, whether from family, friends, or professional counselors. Ultimately, we must allow our children to tell us who they are. Shefali Sasberry, author of The Conscious Parent, Transforming Ourselves, Empowering Our Children, says, "Once you accept your child's basic nature, you can contour your style to meet their temperament. To do so means letting go of your fantasies of yourself as a certain kind of parent, and instead evolving into the parent you need to be for the particular child in front of you." One of the revelations that occurred during the tragic pandemic was the use and benefit of remote parent training meetings. Some parents are under the impression that parent training must take place in the home, in person. The truth is that in most circumstances, the same success with parent training can be achieved via Zoom or other platforms as it would be in person. There's little need for being in the same room because cameras can share your environment as well as introduce the trainer to your family. I've had terrific success working with parents remotely, with a huge benefit being its convenience. There's no travel involved, so it creates a higher likelihood of meeting on time with the flexibility of being able to meet any time during the day. I've met parents on their way to work or from their workplace. It allows them to be agile and still be able to meet their needs. It's time now for a tip of the cap, your exceptional needs parenting tip. Today's tip comes from the crisisprevention.com, a de-escalation tip to support your child. Respect personal space. Be aware of your position, posture, and proximity when interacting with a person in distress. Allowing personal space shows respect, keeps you safer, and tends to decrease a person's anxiety. If you must enter someone's personal space to provide care, explain what you're doing so the person feels less confused and frightened. Today's news from the world of exceptional needs and special education comes from Disability Scoop, entitled "Sensory Kits Help First Responders Assist Those with Communication Challenges" by Tim Crone from Mankato, Minnesota. When Josh and Jennifer Chan got a bag filled with items a relative thought might be good for their son, Owen, it spurred an effort by the family to help police, fire personnel, and other first responders to interact with kids and adults who have trouble communicating. On a recent Monday, the family, also including sons Colton and Preston, were at the Mankato Public Safety Office, where they delivered 33 bags they created that were purchased by the department to be carried in all police squads and fire vehicles. While the bags contain things that help communicate with people with autism, they can be helpful for any occasion when people are having trouble communicating. When Owen turns 18, he's still going to be autistic, and these bags can be used for adults, Josh said. Less than a year ago, the family started a small operation called Bit of Grace, where they buy backpacks and items to put in them, doing all the work themselves from home. The sensory emergency kits cost them about $85, and they sell them for $100. They use any profits to donate bags to departments. The Mankato department learned about the bags from one of their officers, Sergeant Jesse Gilbertson. "We have daily contact with people with communication gaps," Gilbertson said of the benefit of the bags. The bags have items such as noise-reducing earmuffs, communication cards with pictures, a whiteboard and markers, plushies and stuffies, fidget gadgets, a sensory chew, and more. Owen said the things in the bags have helped him. Jennifer said that while Owen is very talkative much of the time, when he becomes overstimulated, he has problems communicating, and the things they put in the bags help the whole family. I want to thank you again for listening to this episode, and I hope you'll join me each week to hear about topics new to you or close to your heart. I hope this podcast might inspire you to face your days more confidently, stirring a greater sense of self-love, mindfulness, an outpouring of goodness, and positive role modeling for your children, while remembering to attend to the areas of your own mental, physical, and if you're inclined, spiritual health, enabling you to be all you hope to be for them. All music heard on today's show comes from Jason Shaw at audionautics.com. Remember to follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Special Ed Rising, and on my website, specialedrising.com. If you like what you're hearing, be sure to rate and review the show wherever you get your podcasts, and tell your friends. You can contact me directly with questions, comments, or if you're interested in parent training through my email, specialedrising@gmail.com, or my contact pages on Facebook or my website. Also, let me know if there's anything you'd like to learn more about, and until next time, peace and keep rising.